Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
This morning, our fashionista Andy Page has a fashion tip that's sure to help us feeling rather bubbly. You'll understand in a moment. Hi, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, I want to talk about champagne. I know it's a little bubbly, like you said. And I don't mean the kind that you drink. I mean the kind that we saw at the Oscars. Everyone was in some form of a champagne color. Did you guys notice this?
I did.
Yeah, everyone from Kerry Washington to even Gwyneth Paltrow had on like a pink champagne. I mean, Nicole Kidman, of course, that beautiful dress that Jennifer Lopez had on. Champagne was the color of the occasion. And the wonderful thing about this color is it's right on trend, but it looks great on every skin tone because it can be interpreted in lots of different variations and lots of different shades. And it's also a great bridge color to take you from winter all the way into fall next year. It's kind of a color that you can wear year-round.
Oh, it's really nice, and I was worried about that. I'm glad you said that about skin tones because I thought, well, you know, I have a paler skin. Does it work with paler skin? And you said it does.
Absolutely. Well, when you look at a glass of champagne, you can see, you know, the bubbles are a little more white, and then towards the bottom of the stem, it tends to be a little richer and more of a creamy gold. So all of those variations can be found in the color champagne, but at the same time, you can choose any of those variations for you. So if you're a little on the pale side, then you can do something that's a little deeper. If you're darker, you can do something like Lupita did that's a little more bright with all the pearls. Mm. I mean, there's so many ways to incorporate this trend into your wardrobe. And it's all about the accents, really. And when I say accents, I mean, you can add some champagne eyeshadow to the inner corners of your eyes. You can add, you know, layers of pearls to a really basic outfit. You can add a gorgeous champagne-colored jacket or sweater or even either like a leather blazer to something to richen it up. Add like a champagne-colored shoe. I know you have champagne-colored shoes, Brooke.
Yes.
So you want to choose those over, you know, a basic black. And the other thing that you can do, have out some champagne highlights in that gorgeous head of hair that you have.
Very nice, because I was noticing everybody, they didn't have, like, all of a sudden a pop of red lipstick or anything like that. They really kept everything muted.
It's true. It's true. And that is right on trend. That is absolutely right on trend. So, yeah, champagne is it's beautiful, it's luxe, and it will make you feel like Oscar gold.
If I can ask you this, Andy, is this trend going to be around for prom season for kids, too?
You got it. Well, this is the ultimate film fashion show, if you will. So you can guarantee that designers were up, you know, all night after the Oscars, working on their inspirational
knockoffs.
Yes, I don't want to say that, but yes, the inspired buys will be hitting the stores any second. So you can guarantee this is going to be a trend for prom, for graduation, and well on into the fall, which is great because this color can transition you. So if you go out and you buy two or three great champagne-colored pieces, you can absolutely wear this until Christmas this year.
Very nice. I wonder if it'll be a bridesmaid color this year.
You can guarantee the champagne wedding is coming. No
All
doubt
right.
about it.
Well, you have the champagne toast. You might as well have the dresses to match.
Well, for more tips like this, I want you to follow me on Pinterest. Please pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, and head over to my website, senseofstyle.com.
All right. We raise our glass to you, Andy.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. I'll talk to you next week.
Star 105.7.